I mean, you can understand people wanting to hang on to the way that they've learned. You know, there's security in what we know, what one knows. You know, it's a tradition that's worked for centuries. So I guess, you know, it's fair enough people to think, well, why should it be any different way? Of course, for a majority of that time, you know, the instrument has been specifically used in the idiom. But now, you know, increasingly, really over the last sort of 30 or 40 years, the instrument is used a lot outside of the idiom. It's used a lot in fusion music, it's used a lot in pop music, in lots of different non-Indian musics. And unless outside of specific technique, unless the guru or the teacher has got experience in that area, then he's not going to be able to, he or she is not going to be able to provide information that would necessarily put that person in the best position to play in those different areas. Having said that, some you know, modern day tabla players play, people like Zaki Hussain and Bikram Ghosh, have really got the fusion thing down in an intense way. So with that in mind, depending on what people want to do, you know, just seek the appropriate teacher. Of course, you know, tabla is one of those instruments where, up to a certain point, you know, you need to learn from a great teacher, because it's such a complex instrument. The system is so complex, the technique is so complex, that without learning with a proper teacher, or, you know, it's very difficult to get the instrument down. But there are other aspects of as well. You know, there's some people might want to learn a little bit about Indian rhythm and Indian percussion. You know, not in a throwaway way, but in, you know, with a few years study to complement their composing. You know, outside of that idiom or their percussion playing or their, you know, the way they approach another instrument. So in that sense, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the more options there are for learning the instrument, the better. With the basic tenor is, you've got to learn from someone who really knows it and can play well. But in terms of having to be the dedicated shisha and you know, having to do everything for the teacher and be completely subservient, and I think that's becoming an outdated way of learning, not just you know, amongst expatriate Indians, but also in India as well, from what I've seen. The other aspect to this is that, you know, things have changed a lot, you know, recently. Things are getting, people expect things much faster. You know, people are a lot less patient than they were. And I think, you know, naturally that will change the way that people are taught as well. And, you know, the important thing, you know, whether you're a sort of hardcore, old-style traditionalist, or, you know, whether you're a sort of a different mindset but love the instrument, at the end of the day, the tradition and the music and the technique and the rhythms have to survive this modern age. And the only way to do that is to make it available in lots of different formats, and, you know, put it in the strongest position to survive, you know, the changing world. It's got to become accessible, not just in the way it's taught, but in some of the areas that you will hear the instrument as well, without compromising the, you know, the values of the instrument, if you like, or the, you know, the traditional values, but just accepting that it's in the modern world and things are different now.